You're listening to the audio production of The Fairest Beauty by Melanie Dickerson, published by Zondervan and read by Jude Mason.
Prologue. Pinosa passed through the town square and the cobblestone marketplatz. Hagenheim Castle loomed straight ahead. Once she passed the guard at the gatehouse, she would need to find her way to the young lord. A chill passed over her thin, old shoulders. This fever, brought on by rain and exhaustion, would probably kill her, but if she could only make it to the castle, could only tell them that Sophie was still alive, Pinosa's life would not have been in vain. Perhaps God would forgive her for helping the Duchess perpetuate so many lies. She plodded forward, wanting to hurry, but she could only force her swollen feet to take slow, mincing steps. Sweat dripped from her eyebrows, even as she shivered and fought the urge to drop to the ground, close her eyes and sleep.
"Who goes there?"
Pinosa stopped, then leaned her head back as far as she could. When she parted her cracked lips, no sound came out. The guard's face began to blur. Her knees trembled, and the ground quickly came up to meet her. Strange how she didn't even feel it. Chapter 1. Sophie kept her head bowed as she waited for the Duchess to speak. She started to clasp her hands together, but stopped. Clasped hands presented an image of idleness, the Duchess often said, and the gesture sent her into a rage every time. Sophie let her arms hang limply at her sides. Carefully, she peeked through her lashes at Duchess Ermengarde. The woman's skin was unnaturally white. Her hair dyed ebony using black hickory hulls. Her lips were stained red from berries, and her teeth were so white they made Sophie want to shade her eyes.